This is Sportsline on BAL.
You can't think about Baltimore without thinking of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, two of the greatest defenders who ever played the game. Now, these two won't be wearing purple next year. Everybody's going to have to get used to that. It's welcome news for quarterbacks. Ray retired on top, coming back from a tricep injury, which I believe was caused by that dance he does.
That's the President of the United States today at the White House talking to the world champion Baltimore Ravens. Pretty cool experience all around today in our nation's capital. And joining us right off the bat here on Sportsline is Ravens defensive lineman Arthur Jones. Art, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me about your day today.
Oh, man, it was awesome. It started early this morning at 7 o'clock, freaking out because I couldn't find which tie I wanted to wear and, you know, doing things at the last minute. But it turned out being awesome, man. It's a day I definitely won't forget, just walking through the White House and, you know, just seeing the security and guys up in the tree. And, you know, it's just awesome. It's an amazing experience that I hope every day, everyone one day experience. And, you know, just to take pictures and shake hands with the president was just totally amazing.
All right, where does this one rank for you? I mean, you and your family, you've reached such heights in your life. I remember seeing you in the Ravens team hotel in New Orleans a couple hours after winning the Super Bowl, being very calm and collected with your family. I'm sure you've had a very eventful offseason after winning the Super Bowl. Where does meeting the president and going to the White House rank?
Yeah, it's up there. It's definitely up there at the top. You know, I've definitely been blessed in my life to do a lot of great things. And it's definitely up there in my top five. And, you know, it's definitely a blessing. And I'm so grateful for it.
Ravens defensive lineman Art Jones with us here on WBAL. And Art, where, all right, so I go, and the media is kind of behind this rope there today, behind all the cameras, in the way back after, I guess, close friends, family, and dignitaries get to sit down. Where do they have you guys before you actually came out behind the podium today?
Yeah, they had us upstairs, and they had a red room, and I believe it was a blue room, and we're all just scattered out and just hanging out and, you know, just enjoying our time there, taking pictures with the presidents on the walls and just reminiscing of the Super Bowl and just enjoying this great experience.
Art, did you have a teammate that was more excited today than maybe another teammate? Like, was there one person that was just so amped up about this one today?
Absolutely. I would say it was either the tie between Jamil McLean or Ed Dixon. I mean, you should have seen these guys. You would swear they were 2 years old, getting ready to meet Santa Claus. It was awesome to see these guys' face. And, you know, just grown men to be really humble, you know, to meet the president. You know, it was just awesome to see. And it's definitely, it was just amazing. I words can't even explain the feeling that we all felt today.
Who was your first phone call after today's events ended?
Oh, man, my mom. You know, my mom, I had to call her and you know, let her know that I met Mr. President. And, you know, I told her how I had this long list of things I wanted to tell him and, you know, talk about taxes and see if we can work on that. And, you know, once I got up there to shake his hand, I went totally blank. But it was cool. You know, he smiled and I just kept it moving.
So every player got to come down in a line, shake hands, some hugs, some shook hands, some nodded, some whispered things. You said nothing back to the president?
Yeah, I just totally went blank. I just laughed about it. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
Arthur Jones with us here on WBAL. Pretty cool experience today going to the White House. Did you stay in D.C. or did the whole team come right back to Baltimore?
Yeah, we had a police escort. We just came right back to Baltimore. And, you know, we had the rest of the day off and we're going to get right back to work tomorrow with OTAs.
Another minute here with Arthur Jones. Did you have an opportunity? Did they treat you to food, beverage, lunch, anything?
I was really surprised. You know, they had a great H2O, you know, high quality water there. But that's about it. You know, I talked to the Secret Service, see if I can get a sneaker sandwich in there because it was a long day. But they had no food. But it's all right.
Did they have the players go through metal detectors too, or just, was that just the media?
No, it was crazy. No, we all had to go through metal detectors. It has bomb sniffing dogs. You know, it was really locked down. And it was something you see, you know, you grow up seeing on the movie, you know, just, you know, all the security you have to go through, you know, seeing little cameras here and there. And, you know, it was just awesome. You know, I took a lot of pictures, even though they told us not to take too many pictures, but, you know, you just can't resist.
And finally, Art, the president got a number 44 jersey today from John Harbaugh. How do you think the president would do at your game of football?
I hear he's a better basketball player than a football player. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where he will fit in at. Maybe a kicker, maybe. Maybe a coach. But I don't know. I'll let him do his job, and I'm going to stick to mine.
Fair enough. Ravens defensive lineman Art Jones, awesome stuff today, Art. And you get back to work tomorrow with some more OTAs out in Owings Mills. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.